Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. My Dyslexic Life: A Journey Out of the Shadows by Scott Douthat is a memoir about growing up with dyslexia in an era when learning differences were commonly misunderstood or ignored in mainstream schools. Written from lived experience and shaped by the author's long career in education and the arts. And first, the book follows the emotional and practical consequences of struggling in a one-size-fits-all classroom, including the confusion, shame, and self-doubt that can form when a child cannot explain why reading and writing feel harder than they should. Douthat's purpose is twofold: to validate dyslexic readers who have felt isolated by school experiences, and to encourage parents and educators to respond with empathy and flexible teaching rather than punishment or labels. While the book is not a formal how-to manual, it aims to illuminate how understanding supportive relationships and creative learning approaches can help dyslexic learners move from the shadows of silence into confidence and self-acceptance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, growing up dyslexic in a system built for uniform learners, a central thread of the memoir is the mismatch between a dyslexic mind and traditional classroom expectations, especially in the decades when dyslexia was less recognized in everyday school practice. Douthat presents schooling as a place where effort does not reliably produce the expected results, which can be bewildering for a child who is trying to comply, keep up, and avoid embarrassment. The book emphasizes that the harm is not only academic. When a learner repeatedly encounters failure without a clear explanation, the experience can reshape identity, producing habits of hiding, deflecting attention, or assuming a personal deficiency. By describing these pressures from the inside, the memoir makes visible what can be overlooked by people who only see grades or behavior. This topic also frames the book's larger point: difficulties, often attributed to laziness or lack of intelligence, can instead reflect an instructional environment that does not account for different processing styles. The narrative invites readers to reconsider how classrooms define normal performance and how those definitions affect children who learn differently. Secondly, the emotional toll: shame, isolation, and self-doubt beyond reading and spelling challenges. The memoir highlights the psychological weight that can accompany undiagnosed or unsupported dyslexia. Douthat underscores how easily a child internalizes negative messages when mistakes are public, feedback is harsh, or expectations feel impossible to meet. The result can be persistent self-doubt, a sense of being less capable than peers, and a tendency to withdraw from situations that expose weaknesses. The book also suggests that these feelings do not remain confined to schoolwork. They can influence friendships, risk-taking, and the willingness to pursue opportunities later in life. By treating these emotions as understandable reactions rather than personal flaws, the memoir functions as a form of reassurance for readers who recognize themselves in the story. It also serves as a caution to adults: the way a learning difference is handled can either intensify a child's shame or reduce it. In this way, the memoir argues for compassion not as a vague virtue but as a practical necessity that affects long-term confidence and engagement. Thirdly, supportive educators and the power of being understood. Another important theme is the difference that a supportive teacher, mentor, or school community can make once a learner is seen accurately. The memoir draws on Douthat's perspective as an educator to show that effective support often begins with a change in interpretation, shifting from what is wrong with the student to what is happening for the student. When adults recognize that dyslexia is a learning difference rather than a character issue, they are more likely to provide accommodations, patience, and instruction that targets the actual barrier. The book presents understanding as a catalyst for motivation. A learner who feels believed and respected is more likely to attempt difficult tasks, advocate for help, and persist through setbacks. This theme also includes an implicit critique of environments that treat all learners the same and then blame those who do not thrive. In contrast, the memoir suggests that schools can become places of growth when they normalize differences, protect dignity, and build relationships that communicate safety. The takeaway is not a single technique, but a stance: attentive, informed, and humane support. Fourthly, creative and multimodal learning, including arts-based approaches. While the book is primarily narrative, it connects dyslexic success to teaching that uses multiple pathways for learning. Douthat's background in theater and education informs an emphasis on approaches that engage more than print-based skills alone, such as learning through performance, discussion, visual cues, and other hands-on or auditory methods. The memoir frames creativity not as a distraction from academic rigor, but as an access point that can reduce frustration and increase comprehension. This topic matters because dyslexic learners often benefit when information is presented in varied forms and when demonstration of understanding is not limited to conventional reading and writing tasks. The book also implicitly encourages educators to notice student strengths, including imagination, problem solving, and storytelling. and to leverage those strengths as bridges to literacy and confidence. Importantly, it does not claim a universal formula. Instead, it argues that flexibility and experimentation are part of responsible teaching, especially for students who have learned to expect failure. The broader message is that alternative methods can make learning feel possible again. Lastly, self-acceptance and advocacy as a way out of the shadows, the memoir ultimately frames progress as more than improved academic performance. It is also the movement from secrecy and embarrassment towards self-acceptance and self-advocacy. Duthit depicts the shift that can occur when a person understands dyslexia as a real and common learning difference rather than a private defect. With that understanding, it becomes easier to ask for what is needed, to explain challenges without shame, and to pursue goals without assuming inevitable failure. This theme is also outward-facing. The book encourages readers to extend empathy to others, recognizing that many struggles are hidden and that labels can obscure a person's potential. In that sense, the personal journey becomes a call for broader cultural change schools, and communities can treat learning differences as part of human variation and design environments that respond accordingly. The memoir's advocacy is grounded in lived experience rather than data-heavy argument, but its implication is clear. When individuals are supported in naming their needs and valuing their strengths, they are less likely to remain in the shadows of silence and more likely to participate fully in education and life. In conclusion, My Dyslexic Life: A Journey, Out of the Shadows is best suited to readers who want an intimate account of what dyslexia can feel like over time, dyslexic adults seeking recognition, all parents trying to understand a child's daily experience, and educators who want a human portrait of the consequences of misunderstanding learning differences. The book's main benefit is perspective. It clarifies how academic difficulty can evolve into shame and avoidance when there is no explanation. And it shows how understanding and flexible instruction can change a student's trajectory. After readers looking for a structured program or step-by-step classroom toolkit may find fewer direct procedures than in dedicated instructional guides, but they will gain motivation and insight that can inform better decisions. In a category filled with research summaries and strategy manuals, Douthit's memoir stands out by making the emotional stakes unmistakable and by connecting learning to dignity. It also highlights the value of creative, multimodal teaching, especially through an educator's lens shaped by the arts. Ultimately, the book argues that compassion is not optional in education. It is a practical force that helps learners develop resilience, voice, and a realistic sense of their own potential. If you would like to support Scott Douthit, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.